You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. And I suppose I'm going to start off this podcast about Costa Nedeljkovic, and I suppose kind of with an apology in some way, shape, or form. I know I don't need to do this, but usually with transfer stuff, and usually the month of January and the summer months are where I come on brimming with enthusiasm to bring you the news about transfers and so on. But just been absolutely snowed under with stuff and work and just family stuff at the moment. So I do apologize for being late with this, but it seems that Aston Villa, and it's 99%, I would say, at this stage, are closing in a deal to sign right back Costa Nedeljkovic from Red Star Belgrade, or Crvena Zvezda, as my very, very, very brutal Serbian pronunciation might lend itself to there. Obviously, you know, you guys are all over this. You've read through it. You've been, you know, seeing the news as it's broken and so on. He's set to stay with Red Star until the end of the season. And it's going to come in somewhere in around the 9 million euros mark when you look at the add-on fees and so on. It seems that he's been a long-time target for Aston Villa. And it seems that this would be, you know, this would mark a slight change in transfer. I'm not going to say a slight change in transfer policy, because look, I think the club has always been aware of trying to sign younger players. Like, lest we forget that when we signed players like Douglas Luiz and parachuted him into the team 2 or 3 years ago, or more now at this stage, it was a case of he was only 21, and I know he had time under his belt at Girona when he was with when he was in the Man City academy system. But he's came and he signed for us for 15 million, and you know, he was brought in as a younger player. Ollie Watkins wasn't exactly a geriatric as well when we've bought him, you know. So while I'm not saying it's a change in transfer policy as such that we would go for somebody so young, I think what Aston Villa have done here is that they've taken the bull by the horns, and they've said, look, our elevated position in the league, and I'm going to keep coming back to this as well, our elevated position in the league currently, our current management and, don't know where that speech bubble has come from, our current management and recruitment system and so on, and the parity between the two of those, or should I say the cohesion between the two of those, given the fact that they're both big names in the game of football, they're both well able to deal with agents, and they both have drawn their own right between Monchi and Unai Emery. I think also the fact that, you know, you got to kind of strike while the iron's hot for some players. This guy is has a super future ahead of him. I don't have a stat sheet and everything done up here. Apologies. And that's what I was mentioning at the start. I just haven't had time to put together one of those In this instance, or for the next person that I'll be talking about as well, the Semih Kılıçsoy, the Turkish prodigy that's been linked with Aston Villa as well. And there will be a piece on him later on today as well. But back to Nedeljkovic, I think it's, you know, he's 18 years of age. He's only gone 18 since December of last year. He's a fully grown human being for 18 years of age. And I know that sounds a bit silly, but he's 6 foot and he's all there. He's had some quite high profile games, obviously playing in the Champions League this year, fronted up Jack Grealish, I thought really, really well. I have watched every single clip I could get my hands on Y Scout, so much so I initially said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show you how many clips are on Y Scout, but I've actually exhausted my Y Scout viewing, quota for this month. It won't allow me watch anymore. I think that's something like 200 minutes or something like that of content for and that's just singular clips. Obviously then you could watch full games as well, but it was just singular clips, and I've exhausted it on these two players that we're going to talk about over the course of today, Kostas Nedeljkovic and Semih Kılıçsoy. I've seen quite a lot. I hadn't seen much of him before, should I say. Obviously I'm not all over the Serbian Premier League. Certainly I'm not, and I certainly don't tune into any of the games at Red Stars Maracana ground at any stage during the course of the season. But I think you can get a good view of him. I watched the whole Man City game, Max, since we've been linked with him. And I've watched all, you know, the singular clips of him as well on Y Scout, which are broken down into things like one-on-one duels, defensive positioning, tackles, aerial duels, you know, so it's broken down into all these different areas, and you can see how he performs. And it gives you context prior and post to the event as well. One thing I've seen of him is, as I say, he's physically very, very developed for a person who's just gone 18 years of age. But one of the biggest things I've seen from him is that even though he's 6 foot, his recovery ability is really, really good. You know, he's really good. He's not the finished article yet, but he's not a sore thumb out there. You know, teams don't tend to target him. And as an 18-year-old, that's quite impressive. Fits an awful lot of the things that Unai Emery wants to do. You know, the tucking in to become a back three. He's well adept at that. His youthful nature allows him to go forward. I think if any of you have seen any heat maps on him, he does like to go forward. He can cross a ball. He's not a whip cross type of a guy, if that makes sense. You know, he doesn't have the crossing ability of a Luka Dean or a deep crossing ability of an Akhmed Mohammadi yet, but he's able to cross the ball. He's able to get to the byline. He's able to play in the overlap. He's got a serious burst of pace for what would be termed like a 6 foot right back. I know it's not massive, and I know there are lots of 6 foot right backs, but when you look at somebody like Nedeljkovic, I see two people. And once again, this isn't being hyperbolic. It's just a case of, if I wanted to equate what he does out as that right back position to two players, one of them would be Kyle Walker. In one way, shape or form, the fact he's able to get up and down the wing and he's able to tuck in at that right center half position, obviously he's...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not as at that world-class level that Kyle Walker is at yet, but he displays some of those attributes and some of those traits. And the other one, and here's the stereotypical one, and here's the easy one to go for, and it's the one that all the Serbian media has gone for, but Ivanovic, Branislav Ivanovic as well, he's been termed the new Branislav Ivanovic, you know, even in his home country. And I can see why. He's a big strapping man, and he's somebody that can they can get up and down the wing. He can play right back, he can play full back. I think over time he's going to have shown no ill ability to be able to play at centre half as well, or play in center, play as part of a back three. So he's technically very good. He's tough in the tackle for an 18-year-old as well, and he knows when to commit. If you look at that Man City game when he played against and he basically fronted up on Jack Grealish. And I think that's an interesting one to look at, because we've seen Jack Grealish in the flesh for so long, and we know what he can do, and we know he can jinx somebody out of their boots when he wants to. But I think the biggest thing here with regards to seeing him in that game was the fact he was able to front him up. And yes, Grealish got down the side of him a couple of times, but he was a 17-year-old kid. And, you know, he was facing up against one of the best dribblers and somebody with one of the most tricky feet in the Premier League. And he did really admirably. And I think that's definitely something that we should look at. I also looked at portions of the game as young boys of Burn, and once again he didn't look out of place. This guy just does not look out of place at right back. There was talks that potentially he was going to be somebody that might be a bolter for the Serbian national team for the upcoming Euros, but we'll see with regards to that. I don't think he makes that squad. But he's somebody that's very, very highly thought of amongst the Serbian, within Serbian circles. Obviously, you know, Serbian football scout that's on Twitter thinks really highly of him. He thinks that the move was probably to a league like the Austrian league with Salzburg, and Salzburg were really interested in him. But it looks like Aston Villa have stolen a march and are going to bring him into the Premier League, albeit let him stay in Serbia for the next 6 months until the end of the season. I think it's one to be, you know, it's one to be excited about. It's one, you know, when I do these transfer podcasts and stuff, we want to look for hints. We want to look for hints with regards to what Unai Emery is looking for, what the transfer policy is going to be at any given time. And I think the hint to the last two people that we've been linked with regards to Kostin and Djokovic, and Semi Kilicoy is coming back again. He was somebody we were linked with in the summer. Two really young, prodigious players, and you know, players for the future, but players who are physically able to help us now, and that's something that that I think is going to be interesting. Obviously, they will have to make the step up to English football if both of them do come true and are signed. But I think all in all, it is it's an interesting piece, and it's an interesting piece. And I think that we will over time marry these signings with established players and with you know, without taking away the middle age of our team, if that makes sense. But two, definitely this player is exciting. As I say, like, I'm not going to sit here and say that I know absolutely everything about him. I've watched as much as I possibly can on him. I've watched as much within context as I can on him. And now it's time to go and watch the YouTube clips on him that will hype him up. I've seen him be poor in situations whereby he's let wingers run past him. I've seen him in situations whereby he's tried to tackle and the ball's got caught under his feet and he's gone to ground. And kind of completely put himself out of the game. But they're in the minority when you look at all the good stuff that he does do and all the stuff he does that a seasoned pro would do. And on the balance of learning and the fact that, as I say, he's just gone 18 years of age, that is really important to understand, and it's really important to be aware of, I think, as well, because the trajectory for this guy, given his physical stature, given his ability to, you know, his intangibles, like his speed, his strength at this age, and the fact that he's really good technically with his feet, you can see he's not clumsy with the ball, absolutely not clumsy at the ball. I suppose timing of the tackle, timing of the press is something that he will have to improve on, because as you go up in grades, people's feet are going to get quicker, and you know you're going to need to be a bit more clinical with regards to your tackling. But look, the sky's the limit, I think, for any player like that, specifically when you've got the God-given gifts of strength and speed. And who better than to train him up to be what he wants him to be than Unai Emery? As I say, he does have those traits of being able to play right back, right wing back, or even tuck into that back three as a third centre half, which he has done when Red Star, it looks like he has done, should I say, from the clips that I've watched and from the games that I've watched, he has done for Red Star already. So they're showing a huge amount of faith in him. He is, as far as I'm aware, he is, if not the most expensive sale that they've made in recent years, he's definitely up there. So a lot of Serbian football commentators are saying that they maybe sold him too cheaply and too early, and they should have created some sort of bidding war. But if he does end up at Aston Villa, I think that it's a good sign for the type of player. It's a good sign for the, I suppose, the longevity of the manager, because he's definitely a player that fits the manager's scheme. And also it's a good sign for the protection of, I suppose, of our investment as well. Get them in at this price, build them up, and then see where their future takes them with Aston Villa, as opposed to buying them at maybe the inflated price later on when they hit 21, 22 years of age. So well done to the recruitment team. I hope this one comes off. It's an exciting piece of the puzzle for Aston Villa. And we will watch this one with bated breath to see if this one does become official anytime soon. And we will try, as I say, I will try and get back with as much transfer stuff as I possibly can here between now and the end of the transfer window. But thanks a million, everybody, for watching. We will be back, as I say, probably later on today with one on Semi Kılıçsoy. And I hope everybody stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.